Michael Serrazio is right. We do hold certain ideas of Cuba in our mind. So much so, in fact, that when you listen to Cuba coverage, you'd be forgiven for thinking there's a style guide specifically for covering this country. Well, if there weren't one already, we're making one now. First of all, how to describe the location of Cuba. You could say a small island in the Caribbean, or probably just assume that most people know where it is. But that would be to neglect the key factor of any Cuba story, namely its relation to the United States. If only there were a way to mention the U.S. while cleverly juxtaposing the geographical proximity with the ideological distance.
Cuba lies just 90 miles from Miami, but worlds apart.
The two countries that are separated by a mere 90 miles, but worlds apart.
Countries separated by a mere 90 miles, though seemingly worlds apart.
Countries separated by a mere 90 miles, but seemingly worlds apart.
Check. Now, as to covering the island itself, we'll need to dust off our Cuba reporting glossary. Luckily, there's just a handful of words every reporter needs to know, like the magic word that describes, well, just about everything about Cuba.
But just about every traveler that I've spoken to while I've been here notices one thing. Cuba's crumbling buildings.
Cuba's crumbling infrastructure.
Cuba's crumbling economy.
Cuba's crumbling coastline.
Cuba's crumbling capital.
The long-time media blackout that's about to crumble in Cuba. Charlie breaks that story right here.
And if you get tired of crumbling, mix it up with a heaping helping of decay.
Of the beauty and decay of Havana.
Some may see only decay and ruin here, but others see opportunity.
It's he'll move among the monuments of Washington and the gleaming towers of New York. Quite a difference from the decaying streets he traveled here in Cuba.
Why all the decay and crumbling? Because Cuba is no regular country. In fact, it doesn't even exist in the same space-time continuum as we do. Rather,
Cuba is a nation frozen in time.
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 The closest thing to time travel.
An island frozen in time.
Stuck in a time warp, thousands of vintage American cars still rolling down the streets of Cuba.
Ah, yes, the cars. No Cuba story is complete without a reference to their famous cars. And not just any cars.
Havana is known for its vintage cars.
Massive fleets of vintage American cars.
Vintage cars clogging the streets and slums lining the roads.
Now, obviously, Cuban culture isn't defined by only one thing. Actually, it's defined by four things. In addition to cars, they have rum and cigars.
Speaking of Cuba, rum, cigars, anyone?
A new era for the U.S. and Cuba, from politics to cigars, even rum.
Cuba. Come for the rum and cigars, stay for the human rights abuses.
And of course, music.
There is always plenty of action on the streets of Havana.
A rhythm-infused culture known for its classic cars and cigars.
Look past the grand colonial buildings with their crumbling columns and peeling plaster, and you'll find the city's beating heart.
All of which has made Cuba into something of a... What's that word?
Cuba has been this forbidden fruit for the American traveler.
This forbidden fruit of the Caribbean was a vacationer's paradise.
For years, it's been the forbidden fruit of Caribbean travel.
Cuba has long been the forbidden fruit of the Caribbean. History freeze-framed.
Now, before you go criticizing the press, try to keep in mind, they can't help it.
Walking through the streets of Havana, you can't help but get the sense of being in a bit of a time warp.
Well, as you walk down the streets, you can't help but notice the classic American cars like this old Chevy.
So when you think of Cuba, you can't help but thinking about cigars. Cuban cigars are interrelated.
That's almost it for our Cuba reporting style guide. Except one more thing, and it's the most important point of all. How you end a piece about Cuba. Obviously, you need music. But what? Something traditional sounding? But not too traditional, something catchy. But also recognizable to a non-Cuban audience. Something that just screams Cuba to non-Cubans. Something like... Buena Vista Social Club. Perfect.
De Alto Cedro y para Marcané.
Llego a puerto, voy para Mayarín.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media is produced by Kimmy Regler, Mira Sharma, Alana Casanova-Burgess, Jesse Brenneman, and Mytha Lee Rao. We had more help from Dasha Lizitzina and David Conrad, and our show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineers this week were Rick Kwan, Casey Means, and Casey Holford.
And don't forget help from Rebecca Weiss. Katya Rogers is our executive producer. On the Media is a production of WNYC Studios. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink. Drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.